This morning's scripture reading will be from John chapter 17, verses 20 through 22. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
Good morning, everyone. It's nice, beautiful fall weather we've got right now. Could be 2 or 3 inches of snow like you got up north, which we don't have. Good Lord, been good to us. I've been thinking about what to use for a lesson and talking to a person that doesn't go to this congregation a while back gave me a thought. How many times when you get up in the morning do you go to the Lord in prayer before you do anything? Stop and think about that. Under the Jewish dispensation, the priest went in and talked to God for the people. But now we talk to him through Christ anytime we want to, 24/7. Stop and think about that. So many times we get too wrapped up in this world that we forget to talk to Christ, talk to God. It seems like when things go bad and things doesn't go good, you have all kinds of problems when I forget to talk to God. Because he's there, willing to listen, wanting to listen. He knows the answer. He knows what you want. He knows what you need. He knows what you're going to ask for. But you still have to talk to him, because he's not going to help you unless you talk to him. An old gentleman one time, a little old congregation over in Nebraska, he had a statement. Hadn't slipped my mind until this thought came up, and I got thinking about that. Every prayer he gave, he said, God be in my head. Guiding me, showing me what you want done, how you want me to do it. You first hear it, you kind of laugh at it, you think it's funny. But it's not. It's where we need him, in our head. Because Paul in the Galatian letter talks, says, I marvel that you so soon turned away from him he called you in the grace of Christ. There's that old statement out in the world. I've worked with people who said, well, the devil made me dead. Now, the devil didn't make you do anything. He guided you and let you do it, but you didn't have to do it. It's not always false teachers that lead us astray like that. Our world with peer pressure is full of twisted thinkings and statements. The young people have a statement nowadays. I've heard of some of the generations say, well, if it feels good, do it. Another one is, the one with the most toys wins. Stop to think about it. You can't afford to check your brain at the door like you check a coat. We have to keep it with us no matter where we're at, what we're doing, 24/7. God is always there if we're willing to talk to him. You know, he wants to help us if we go to him. In the John, the 17th chapter, the 20th verse. Stop to think about this, what it said here. Did you ever stop to think that Christ prays for you every day? Read what he says in 17 and 20. It says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me. Christ is there praying for each of us that we do what's right in life. The biggest crutch we have to help us in whatever we're doing. I call it a crutch because I use him as a crutch all the time. And he says, my prayer is not for them alone, but for those that believe on me. Jesus prays for us every day. So why don't we talk to him more than we do? My wife and I have been in some restaurants and always give thanks at a meal. We've had people come up to us afterwards and say they don't see that happen in public very often. But it's just a habit. Because we want to be with God. Sometimes they'll make fun of you in public. But God doesn't. That's why we need to talk to him as much as possible. My wife will tell you that I have said numerous times when I spent 40 years looking through the windshield of a semi, there's numerous times that I have got out of scrapes that I don't know how I did it. God told me the right thing to do at the right time to get out of it. Never did know how I did it. I've said a lot of prayers looking through the windshield of a truck. In bad weather and different accidents happen in front of you. But he will guide us if we talk to him. But that's our biggest problem. We have to talk to him more than we do. Some people say, well, I say prayers on Sunday at church, but that's the only time. That doesn't work, I don't believe. God wants us to talk to him all the time. Be in a prayerful mood. Also, I wasn't going to say this, now I will. I talked to a person one time that had the habit of, well, when I talk to God, I tell him what I want. How I want to do it. I don't think that works. You ask him in a prayerful voice and he an attitude, and he'll tell you if you need it and he'll help you. But when you tell him what you want, how you want it done, it doesn't work that way. But I've talked to people who say that's the way they pray. I'm going to tell him how I want it done. Do it my way. Don't think it works that way. There's one thought that... find my marker here. You want to open your Bible, get in front of this so you can hear me again. Go back to the book of Nehemiah, the first chapter. It gives you thought to me how to pray effectively to God. Nehemiah talked to him the way we should. Because in this place, he talked about, you told your servant Moses, if you sin, I will scatter you among the nations. I will destroy you. Out of this study of Nehemiah, I've come up with 4 secrets. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, you might disagree with me, but how to get to pray. Things we can use to pray. Pray like you know God will answer you. We know he does. Don't pray with an attitude, well, if he wants to, I'll get it. No, you pray like he will answer you. He will hear you. Be a positive attitude. You expect him to answer you because you know he's a faithful God. But you have to stop and think he'll answer it in his time, not ours. I've talked to a person a while back, said, well, I prayed 100 times for this thing that hasn't happened yet. You're probably not ready for it yet. God deems you're not ready to handle it yet. Because you know he's a loving God, because he's put up with all the sin in this world as long as he hadn't destroyed it yet. He has to be a very loving God to put up with all of it. You talk to God in prayer and says, God, this is your problem. You can handle it. I also saw a note came to me on a computer the other day. Somebody sent me something. They said they knew I'd like it. They said, when some devil comes up with you or something comes up to get you to stumble and fall away from God, said, say one statement. Here, Jesus, you handle this and walk away. It's a good thought. It works in life when you pray to him and talk to God. Give it to Jesus to handle and don't take it back. If you've done anything wrong, when you're talking to God, confess them. He already knows anyway. You can't hide a thing from him. He knows exactly what you're thinking every instant, 24/7. That can get scary. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what's running through your mind. He knows where your priorities are. Now, if you're thinking about going fishing this afternoon, then instead of listening to God's word, you know, he knows that. If you're thinking about that roast you left in the oven, did I turn it off or did I turn it too high? Ladies, he knows that too. He knows everything we do and everything we think. Younger people don't think about that. It doesn't bother them. But the older you get, like some of us around this room, you think more about that. And it bothers you that you things like that pull people away from God. If God promises you something, claim it. Nehemiah prayed to the Lord saying, I want you to remember what you told your servant Moses. Can you imagine saying remember to God when he already knows? God doesn't need that. But he wants to know that you remember to ask him. That's what he wants. He already knows, but he wants you to admit it and remember to ask him. He doesn't take anything for granted that you can't do yourself. We need to be reminded that we have these faults. We've done things wrong, but he knows. But he wants you to ask him and talk to him anyway. And I've heard, well, a little child will generalize prayers when they go to bed, which is all right for a little child. But as we get older, we need to be specific in what we ask for. You ever stop to think? If you want something, God to help you with something, and you put it in with a whole bunch of generalized prayers, just cover a whole bunch of stuff and don't specifically ask for that thing, he may not understand exactly what you want. I know he knows, but that might be why they're not always answered. Might take longer to pray, but we need to be more specific in what we pray to God, I think. It's worked in my life that way, be more specific in what I say to him. Nehemiah wasn't hesitant to pray for success in his prayers. He's bold in his praying. Have you ever prayed, God, make me successful? It's okay to ask God to make you successful. It always depends on your definition of success. So big success that we need fulfilling of and praying to God is fulfilling of God's purpose for my life on this earth. For love and the power of the Holy Spirit to work through us. and expecting results when we pray righteously. It's worthy object, worthy project. Pray for confidence. That's probably one of the biggest things we can do, is talk to God and pray for confidence to do what He wants us to do. But the biggest thing in life is we need to talk to Him, probably more than we do. The only way we get to communicate with God is through Christ, by prayer. I'm going to read you a poem. Think about this. Isaiah 55:3 says, "Incline your ear to me and come to me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you." I think that still applies to us, to God today, if we talk to Him. He may appear in many different ways. Some people say I'm a nature lover because I love things of nature. I see God in all things green and colorful flowers. I think I see God in every one of them, because without Him, we wouldn't have the pretty things we have. I want to read you something here that when I got this really hit me. I had to stop and think about it, and I've read it probably 25 times since. "A man whispered, 'God, speak to me,' and a meadowlark sang. But the man did not hear. So he yelled, 'God, speak to me,' and thunder rolled across the sky. But the man did not listen. The man looked around and said, 'God, let me see you.' And the star shined brightly. But the man did not see, and he shouted, 'God, show me a miracle.' A life was born. But the man did not notice. So the man cried out in despair, 'Touch me, God, let me know you're here.' Whereupon God reached down and touched the man, but the man brushed the butterfly off and walked on. The man cried, 'God, I need your help.' An email arrived reaching out with good news and encouragement, but the man deleted it and continued crying. Simple things of life might be the biggest blessing we get through God. Take notice. All things that I mentioned in here are there to help us. Keep us in connection, connect us with Him. Don't miss out on a blessing because isn't it packaged the way you want it to be. God doesn't package things the way we do. The light touch of a fluttering butterfly can mean a lot. But He just does not package things the way we do. He doesn't look at the life the way we do. As we pray to God, you know, He'll answer all of our questions. As I said, people say He don't. No, yes, He does. Sometimes with a yes, sometimes with a no. And other times, indicating patience is needed because we aren't ready for it yet. He has a perfect plan for our lives. We just need to live it for Him by talking to Him. You might stop to think this statement here. Don't ask me a question unless you want to hear my answer. That might be God talking to us. Don't ask Him a question unless you want to hear the answer. You may not like the answer. Sometimes we don't. Maybe we're asking the wrong question when we pray to Him. Got to think about that. I want to close with a little poem I'll leave with you. It's called "I Said a Prayer for You Today." I said a prayer for you today, and I know God must have heard. I felt the answer in my heart. although he spoke not a word. I didn't ask for wealth or fame. I know you wouldn't mind. I asked him to send treasure of a far-lasting kind. I asked that he be near you at the start of each new day to grant you health and blessings and friends to share your way. I ask for happiness for you and all things great and small, but for his loving care I prayed for most of all. Think. Tonight as you go to bed to say your prayers, get up in the morning, wherever you're at, talk to God. Pray to him. That is the only way you have of communicating with him. And he wants us to communicate with him. He loved us enough that he sent his own son. Brother Randy put out a good table talk this morning. He sent his son to give us all things. I don't think we could ever spend too much time in prayer talking to him, because he is the one that will guide us, strengthen us, put us on that path to eternal home in heaven to come the judgment day. As you continue with your prayers today, think about that. If you're not a child of God, praying to him won't do you any good. You have to become his child, be baptized believer, to have prayers do you a lot of good. We'll offer gospel invitation at this time. Should someone that be outside of Christ want that guidance, the strength to be able to talk to him in prayer, to be strengthened in life? Should the devil make you stumble, falter along the way, come forward as we offer the invitation that you can correct yourself in his sight.